NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that you can stay close to your team even if you don't live in their town. Like, maybe you're a Raven who married a Seahawk who got a job in the land of the Falcons. With NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your team's out-of-market Sunday afternoon games no matter where you live, because you shouldn't have to change teams even if you change towns. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters. The hockey moms and hockey dads, and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy.
And this is episode 151. We have some Eastern Conference finalists. The West is still wild. Some other news to discuss. Breezy is in a new location. And I think we need to start with the fact that our girl, Lainey Wilson, is a star.
She is a star. An absolute star. Took home a bunch of 4 ACMs, I think it was.
Album of the year, something like that.
Album of the
female
year.
Female artist of the year, maybe.
Visual media of the year with Hardy. Oh, man. Well deserved.
Yes. How honored are we to have seen that tour of hers, too?
Absolutely. It was, yeah. And she, did you see her outfit?
Yes. Ooh,
she looked great.
It's so strange to see her without her hat on when she performs.
I know. It was good, though. Yeah. It was real good.
Okay, that's not really what we're going to talk about on the episode. Don't worry, everybody.
No. No, we just had to fangirl for a second.
I figured we'd throw you all off.
Yeah. But it's probably to be expected us to be talking about Lainey, so it's all good.
It is. Okay, goodbye, Toronto Maple Leafs. They get booted. Round two, they're out.
Okay, so hear me out here, though.
Okay.
You know how last week we talked about, like, if they get booted out of round two, did round one even matter? Someone had commented on our YouTube. It said no one really cares. Whether that was to the Maple Leafs or to our opinion, I don't know. However, if they got eliminated in round two by the Florida Panthers, who, I'm sorry for my mom's dog's very loud drinking of water. If they get eliminated by round two by the Florida Panthers, the Florida Panthers are on a high, right? So, like, if the Leafs got eliminated by a potential Stanley Cup winner in round two, I think that's excusable.
Yeah, that makes it a little better.
Right. And that's all I had to say about that. Other than the fact that the Maple Leafs, like, where they did not show up at all.
No, this is the same issue they have. Who was I talking to this week? I was talking to someone this week who was saying that these teams need a sports psychologist to come in. Like, the Bruins need one. And I was like, and the Leafs and the, like, all these president, like, all the people who were both past president trophy winners. I'm like, yeah, but that's the curse. So she just looked at me like I had 5 heads when I said there was a curse. She was like, They just need a sports psychologist and everything will be fine. I'm like, that might not hurt, but.
Might not, but I don't think it's the solution there. I think that Maple Leafs are definitely probably going to get blown up, I think.
I don't know.
Or are they just going to stick to I don't know.
What are their, I don't know what their contracts are for that core four. So.
But the problem is, like, they perform really well all year long. Together. And then it's like once the playoffs happen, it's like, do they work too hard during the year to now they're tired in the playoffs? Because, like, that's not going to cut it either.
I don't know. I don't know what's the problem there. I think that's the question that every Toronto Maple Leaf fan and even non-Toronto Maple Leaf fan is asking themselves right now. Like, what is it? Who are you blaming? What is the problem? What happens when they get into the playoffs? They've been here enough times now. So you can't say they don't have playoff experience because they do. They just cannot get over the hump. I mean, what was it? The Lightning had, what, two seasons, I think? Two seasons of first-round elimination?
One,
maybe. But they, I mean, but they figured it out, I think, a lot quicker. I didn't check the years, guys, but I think the Lightning figured it out a lot quicker than the Leafs did. And I think that's, you know, got everybody going. What's the issue here? What is it?
Who knows?
I don't have an answer. But the Devils also got a goodbye ticket too. They got a send off as well out of the second round.
Yeah, but that's okay because they actually, like, they played. Like, there was a couple games where it was like, all right, we're like, is anyone going to show up? But like, they actually like put forth effort.
They did.
Like effort compared to the Leafs, where it did not look like effort at all. Auston Matthews looked like he was just going through a stroll in the park every time he was on the ice. Although the last game, I think he had what, like 8 shots on goal and he didn't have anything. But the Devils, yeah, they. Yeah, I got to stop talking about the Leafs.
I know, but I'm glad you finally said something negative about Auston Matthews for once, and it wasn't just me.
Yep. There we go.
I mean, it's true. I don't know what gets into their heads where they just are not motivated or not playing together as a team. Maybe they are. I don't know. I'm not in that locker room. And I'm sure the Leafs and the Toronto media all have their own opinions, but it's not working, whatever it is. And I don't really know that it's the coach's problem, because I think they've already fired a coach last year, 2 years ago, the Leafs.
I think it was like 3 years ago.
Maybe. Okay. So
I don't know. Here's whatever. Get mixed up here.
They've got plenty of time on the links to figure that out right now, but
yeah, but the Devils, they have a strong future ahead of them. We've already talked about that.
We've talked about that for several episodes. I wanted to mention a couple things about the Devils, not in relation to their playoff performance, which we applaud and look forward to seeing what they do next year and what kind of regular season they are able to have as well, if they can repeat sort of what they did. Eric Hallow wants to stay, and so does Coach Lindy. They both say that the Devils are family. Nico Hischier also said something along those lines of like, this is our family. This is my family. I want to be here. So that's exciting to see what happens there. There was a crazy statistic about Eric Hallow, though, that I forgot to pull, but I posted it on social this week. It was about him getting eliminated by the same team the last 3 times he was in the playoffs or something to that degree. Which is kind of bananas, if you think about it, poor guy, but it is what it is. And then the other funny thing was, well, that's not funny. A funny thing that happened was the Carolina Hurricanes. So obviously they defeated the New Jersey Devils to move on to the Eastern Conference Final. And what they did was Carolina. Wait a second. Okay, so Carolina had New Jersey celebrities send Carolina congratulatory messages on like Cameo. Did that make sense? So they had like Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. They had a Sopranos actors. They had the Cake Boss. They had Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore. Send clips to the Hurricanes saying, congratulations, Carolina, you did it, way to go. And they're all New Jersey fans. And Carolina posted the Hurricanes posted the clips on Twitter. It is so funny. I think that is the most like what is the word I want to use, the adjective. I just think it's the perfect way to just get them, but without doing it dirty. But it's so funny because celebrities are completely clueless and all those people are just in it for the money and they don't care what they're saying, which just makes them look like fools to begin with. And then it's just like, how could you not laugh if you were a New Jersey Devil? Like, yeah. How could you not laugh at that? That even though it hurts and whatever, that's so funny because those celebrities are completely clueless. Like, I would have rejected that. You know,
like, yeah, that's funny.
Like, if,
especially like a guy like the situation who's like so like Jersey boy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all those people would be Jersey people, but like, I feel like Mike himself would be like, "Well, why am I gonna do this?"
Yeah, they don't care. They just read the words. They just put the words up. They're reading. They're like literally reading. You could see some of them.
I could see Mike like in the back end, like just like reading it and then hitting stop, and him being like, "Lawrence, I just did something bad, real bad."
Are you going back to jail, Mike, or are you okay? No, okay, you just talking about sports? Okay. No, but in all fairness,
he's like, whatever, let's go get some chicken nuggies.
Yeah, the situation has come a long way. Not to make jokes about people who've been to jail. Some people serve their time for their crime and they come out a better person in the situation. And, well, Teresa
turn those L's into lessons.
Yeah, Teresa Giudice has done the same, but I don't know if maybe those are lessons for her, but that's a different topic for a different podcast. This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by Light the Lamp during the hockey playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can make a $5 bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. Make sure to open up the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now to check the available lines and all the incredible odds that they offer for all of our playoff hockey games that are happening right now. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN. That's THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network. New customers can make a $5 hockey playoff bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, that's 467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. 21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for offer details. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. The perfect dig. It's so much better than when like mayors of the cities make bets, right? And they're like, wear your jersey for a day if your team wins. Like, this is next level and I am here for it. Like, this is
that's good. That's
excellent.
A good one.
Excellent. What Frank is the
War
word?
Champion.
Yeah. Is this like,
it's not that, but
what do we call this? Like, revenge? Not rivalry, but like, not flaunting? No. What is it?
I don't
when
know.
You,
you're
like,
asking the wrong person.
When you like, yeah, maybe flaunting your win. Like when you win and you're like, see, we're better than you. I'm better than you. Like, what is that? What is that called?
Isn't that taunting?
Taunting,
I don't
flaunting.
Know.
I don't know. It's one of those. Somebody tell us what the hell the word is. But anyway,
yeah,
that's what happened there. So that means we have the Carolina Hurricanes playing the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference Final.
Yep.
That's going to be a fun series to watch.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Canes got to stay healthy. They need this rest right now. Matthew Tkachuk is clearly on cloud nine. He's all guys, by the way. All I have been getting from Breezy are videos and pictures of frickin' Matthew Tkachuk looking like a stud in his suit. All his post-game interviews, all the things are on our group chat with Alma. That is all I'm getting right now. I'm like, yeah, he's hot. Okay.
I'm spamming her. The good thing is Alma supports me, and she pumps my tires as much as I need them pumped. And,
are you
and
saying I too? Don't support you?
No,
you're
no,
he's
you
very
do
good
too.
Looking.
Yes, you do too. But I'm just saying, I sent a text 2 days ago. I don't even know what day it is today. That I'm probably the newest Florida Panthers fan because of Matthew's post game interview after that they beat the Leafs. And it's just like, it gave me like that, like goosebump, like, oh my God, they're going to freaking do it. You know?
Yeah. We want Florida. Breezy wants Florida now.
I do want Florida. So, and then I'm like, gosh, maybe I should have traded in my Matthew Tkachuk Flames jersey for the Panthers one when he got traded like 2 days after I bought it.
Probably. I mean, can you,
it's fine.
You should make one of those like bootleg ones where you cut out his nameplate and maybe just like put it on a Florida Panthers jersey.
Yeah, no, I still like my Flames jersey though. But yeah, these guys got something going on and I'm excited for the series.
Yeah.
And how could you not like root for the underdog though? Like Matthew said in his interview, literally no one had them going against the Bruins. Like no one thought they were going to make it out alive. And coming into
the second round,
he said people were still betting against them. Although I believe that I did say that the Panthers were going to beat the Leafs.
I think
and now the Leafs are going to have beef with the entire state of Florida.
Which we didn't get to talk about, but we talked about on social media. We were chatting with each other because Florida was banning the sale of second round tickets to anybody not from the state of Florida. People were all up in arms about it. I'm like, do you know how many teams do this? The Predators are freaking notorious for doing that in the playoffs and don't allow people into the arena with opposing team gear on, let alone buying tickets from a different state. So like, okay, calm down, Leafs fans. Like, get a grip. You're not the only team in the NHL. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, this series is going to be insane. And I think that the Panthers have a pretty good shot against the Canes. The Canes are obviously on fire too, as long as they stay healthy. They are dealing with some injuries like they have been, but this is going to be a pretty intense series, I think. Cause I feel like the Canes just want it because they have the momentum of like being just a solid good team, where like the Panthers are more so of like, no one believes in us, so we're just going to keep rolling. And sometimes that's all you need.
It is all you need. Just going on that underdog energy. There's something to it. It's kind of nice being underrated and you don't have all that pressure. We talked about that before, where Florida Panthers can kind of just do their thing and nobody's really bothering them. You know, and people are rooting for them in their home state and city. And that's got a lot of bonuses. Let's face it, with coffee starting at $5, yes, even without any customizations, and our bank account somehow always depleting, we are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing, but are priced differently solely based on the brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. And one dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank, whether that's the House of Hockey podcast or some Lainey Wilson jams. You might not want to spend a lot of money on earbuds, especially if you lose things easily. That's no worry with Raycon. They're easily replaceable if you lose them. And if you're new to good quality audio, you might not want to spend a ton of money on your first pair. Raycon's mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. You can get a pair and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of those other more big name tech brands out there. Raycon knows that in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. They offer buy now, pay later options. Right now, you can pay as low as $18 at checkout. They have an easy and free return guarantee. They offer 2 years of product protection insurance for just a few bucks. They offer free domestic shipping and a flat fee international shipping. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews. One feature of my Raycons that I love are that they're water and sweat resistant, so I don't have to worry when I'm working out that anything is going to happen to them. And also the noise isolation feature, that is also super important when I'm recording the podcast, so I don't have to worry about exterior noise distracting me. They're really, really great products. So go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/THPN. While we are recording this, everybody, the Western Conference final has not been decided yet. So keep that in mind while we talk a little bit about the West. We've talked about that magical dad energy before. William Karlsson became a father for the first time. He's a Vegas Golden Knight and brought that new dad energy to a game five win. And he was there to see his son born, I believe. And
yeah, the night before. His wife is actually was a part of the Bachelor franchise. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yes.
That's she was the twin. She was the twin. So he's married to Emily. And the sister, I'm drawing a blank on her name right now, Haley. She is married to another hockey player, but he plays, I believe, in Finland now.
Okay.
So they're both married to hockey players, ironically, right? But yeah, her husband plays in Finland. I think she just posted that. But Emily and William welcomed their first child as a little boy named Beckham. On Thursday. So he was there Thursday night for the delivery and then played on Friday, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. But he was able to do it. So congrats on that dad energy, William. And then what is this? I didn't get to read this next note in our rundown. Petrangelo is actually out to hurt Dreisaitl.
Yeah.
Is this a theory or like a thing?
I mean, it was definitely a thing. He got suspended for it. So it's a thing. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what period it was, but and it was game. It was the last game. It was the last game? I can't remember at this point.
It's okay.
One of the games. It was either. Yeah, whatever. I don't remember. One of the last games that they played. We'll just go with that. Obviously emotions are really high on the ice and it's really intense. We know that this has been a really intense series between the two teams, and Petrangelo basically was like going towards Dreisaitl, but in a way where it was like he could have avoided him, and he full on double handed his stick and slashed his wrist. Which Leon's fine. He said that he was fine. He ended up getting ejected from Petrangelo, got ejected from the game, and he was suspended one game for going out there. I mean, that was an intentional double. It wasn't just like a one-handed slash. It was a double-handed, full, forceful downward slash to the wrist. And from what I saw and from what a lot of other people saw, so people may have seen differently. If you're a Vegas fan, I'm sure that's probably what you saw differently. Yeah, whatever. However, later in that game, at the buzzer, Darnell Nurse and...
Yeah, was that the same game when Nurse got ejected too?
The same game. Okay. And Nurse was then suspended for one game for... I don't even know what the technical term was, but they went at it. And the two teams, like we said before, it is an intense, wild, crazy beat-up series. And I think it's only going to get worse. We're going into game 7 tonight? Game 6 tonight? I don't know, it's Sunday when we're recording.
No, I think it's tomorrow, I thought.
No, Vegas plays tonight. It's tied 3-2.
Thank you.
So we're going into game six on it's tonight, which is Sunday night. So by the time this comes out,
Seattle series is a game seven. On.
Yeah, Seattle is a game seven tomorrow, which is Monday. Our episode comes out Tuesday. So we're going to bypass probably those.
Yes.
Whatever. I don't know. This series is so up and down. I don't know who could take it. I'm still rooting for Edmonton for obvious reasons.
Why? What obvious reasons?
I don't like Vegas. Vegas is such a rivalry to like the Kings. And I just feel like the whole thing is whatever. So it's fine. I hope Edmonton pulls out strong.
Well, it would be a real shame if they didn't, because all of their players are the leaders of the playoff statistics as far as points and goals and assists and whatever not is their team. But yet, I don't know that they're going to win the Stanley Cup. And then
I don't know if they're going to win the Cup, but I don't know. I think last week, didn't I say that someone's going to hurt McDavid?
Yes. Well, it was Draisaitl, but it could happen.
It was Draisaitl. However, do you feel like, I think Draisaitl is probably more of a threat than McDavid. Unpopular opinion, I'm sure.
I agree.
He's just as good, if not better, than McDavid, even though McDavid's been the best player in the world. But McDavid, his name just has such a heavy, heavy, like, way to it that, like, I feel like Leon kind of like goes like a little bit like under the radar, but like he's the real threat.
I agree.
And he's the one that's doing a lot of the work, a lot of the heavy work. And if you want to say that it's because McDavid's feeding him or whatever the case may be, I don't know, but I think that going out to hurt Draisaitl over McDavid, yeah,
that's the move if you're gonna play that way.
That's unfortunately the move. No one should be getting hurt. However, I mean, it does happen. But yeah, I mean, if that was the play, I mean, he looked like he was fine. But if Vegas is trying to get a one up there, I guess that they targeted the right person. McDavid did charge afterwards, and he was about to throw down, and all of a sudden he backed out. But that's what you need from a captain. And for a McDavid who's going to go in there and kind of, you know, ruffle some feathers and try to throw a punch or two, like that says a lot.
Yeah, but he didn't actually throw a punch or two.
No, but does Kopitar go out and throw punches? No, he kind of just stands back and watches. At least McDavid went and did something.
Yeah. You got to at least do that bare minimum.
Yeah.
Didn't we see a playoff round where Draisaitl was out and McDavid was all alone and he was just doing McDavid things and trying to play every position of the game? Or was that just a regular series game? I can't remember. But either way, we've seen what happens if Draisaitl isn't there. McDavid tries to do everything instead of relying on his teammates. And that is super problematic just in general. And I think part of one of the challenges with the Oilers is like that is a good quality McDavid has to want to do everything, but also he can't do everything, especially when your opposing team is all over you trying to stop you. Yeah. So
it's like a micromanager at work, right?
Yeah.
Like you got to let go. You got to let your employees do something.
Yeah, you do. Okay, we have to talk about something controversial.
Okay.
The Chicago Blackhawks received the number one draft pick. Everybody just had, you listening, just had either the most visceral, upset, pissed off reaction, or you are like, eh, or you're like, yes. But I have to address this because, first of all, I was a non-believer, was completely convinced we were not going to get the first pick of the first round. Breezy's like, you're going to get it. I'm like, no, we're not. And then we got it, and I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. And so everybody's already, of course, assuming that means the Blackhawks will be drafting Connor Bedard. The Blackhawks have already sold like $2.5 million in season ticket sales, all these things. But everybody on the internet, the hockey Twitter, are up in arms about this, saying that how could the NHL give the Blackhawks, after what they did and covering up a sexual assault of a player, give them a first round future star franchise player? And my argument is, it's not rigged because that happened. Like, if the league really were rigging the draft, they would have made sure the Blackhawks don't get the pick. And then the argument to that is like, oh, Batman never gives the new franchises a first round pick, and you know Anaheim isn't gonna get a pick, and what about all these other teams? And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. It's a draft. I gotta believe that it's not rigged, because if it was rigged, they would have made sure that the Blackhawks didn't get it.
I don't know. I mean, it can't be rigged. At some point, like, it can't be rigged, right?
No.
Because you would think if it was, like, I don't know. I just think it's kind of like one of those, like, what did I say? Like a storybook. A storybook thing where Bedard grew up, like, idolizing Kane, and then Kane leaves the Blackhawks. Everyone's devastated. And then you have Bedard coming in, who basically is like a mini Kane, but like better, and can like follow in Kane's footsteps, but like also like pave his own path, you know?
He can. Yeah.
And I think that like in the rebuild, like it's the perfect place for him to even go, because that's just going to build up his resume of like, there's no pressure on him to be playing with like a top dog, like Zegras or something, where like, just play your game, grow in the NHL. Like, we're in a rebuild and you're the main building block. And he's probably going to be the captain of the Blackhawks if he is drafted to the Blackhawks, because you're convinced that they may not be drafted to the
Blackhawks. I am not 100% convinced they will actually draft him. So,
but yeah. I feel like they'll bring him in as like the young gun. It's going to be like a McDavid scenario where he's going to sign a long-term contract. He's going to be the captain. He's going to be the leader of the team. They're going to rebuild around him. And then you're going to have this franchise player who's going to be playing in a city where it's an iconic city, an iconic building with a crazy great past, and he's going to be playing on the same ice that his hero played on, which is really cool.
It is really cool. I couldn't believe the backlash that people were seeing online about the Blackhawks organization. And we've talked about this too, like, how much punishment is enough punishment, right? We fired everybody in the front office who was involved in the Kyle Beach sexual assaults cover up. Even Coach Q has been, as of today, still blackballed from being in the league. I mean, so
I think to a certain extent, like, you've done everything except for like cancel the team completely, like make them not a team.
Right.
But there's always going to be backlash. I mean, everyone's still talking about, I mean, maybe they are. I feel like I hear it often of like the 49ers and like their controversy that they had with Kirkpatrick and all this stuff. Like,
right.
You have to just move on. Like, that was the past. It is what it sucks what happened. It's unfortunate. It's not right what happened, but like,
no,
you can only do so much to get past it. And the next possible thing that anyone can do is to make the Blackhawks not a team in order for people to forgive, but they're still going to talk about it. And you're like, right. Oh, the Blackhawks aren't a team anymore because this happened. Like, they're still always going to talk about it. You just got to move on. I mean, they're not winning championships. So what else do you want?
Right. Right.
It's, and it was like, how long ago? You're probably going to be coming up on 10 years now before the Blackhawks even win another championship from when that happened.
Right. Right.
I don't know. You're looking at, you kind of are freezing on my end, and all I see is you having like a mad face. The Hawks are going to win for a couple more years.
No, it's true. That's not what I'm not. I'm in agreement with you. Oh, you know what else? isn't fair. Ryan Reynolds is no longer interested in the Ottawa Senators. Him and the Remington Group have decided not to continue with their bid to purchase the Senators. That's super sad. But like I said last week, I'm okay with Snoop being involved. Not super thrilled about the weekend being involved, but whatever. So we'll see.
I actually remember last week, I was like, why the weekend? I heard that he was retiring after this next album.
Oh.
So maybe he is building his portfolio and wants to just get into the ownership part.
Great. Cool. Don't care enough about the weekend to feel strongly one way or the other. That happened. Also, this is a little crazy. And I had never heard this before. I don't know if you've heard this before or everybody knows this and I'm just late to the party, but do you know that how much weight a goalie loses per game? They lose between 15 and 20 pounds a game.
Doesn't even make sense.
I know. Sergei Bobrovsky lost over 20 pounds in game 5.
How does that even happen?
Water weight or something. And like he drinks tons and tons of water. And like he loses, typically he loses only 15 pounds a game. I don't even understand, like the sweating in all that gear and they're on the ice the whole time. I don't know. And then Vasilevsky has also been on record saying that he's lost weight like that in that degree, like in extreme amounts every game. Did you know this? I did not know this.
No, I just don't know how that's like physically possible. Like, how do you lose that? Like, you would have to be burning a lot of calories in order to lose 1 pound a day. Plus, they eat a crap ton. I mean, I guess I don't know.
I know.
Doesn't make sense to me, but that's pretty crazy.
News to me, too. Okay, news to me, too. I just had to share that. Have you shopped at Pure Hockey? They are America's largest hockey retailer with dozens of stores and the option to shop online. If you or any of your kids play hockey, Pure Hockey is the place to find just about all of your equipment, skates, sticks, gear, bags, jerseys, and accessories. Plus, Pure Hockey is one of our affiliate partners. Next time you break your hockey stick or your kid grows out of his skates, why not check out purehockey.com? While you are looking for hockey equipment, you can also browse around for merchandise from your favorite NHL team, you know who Breezy's and mine are, and make gift giving even easier for your hockey-loving friends and family. And do us a favor, use our special link for purehockey.com when you browse the site and make a purchase, because we'll receive a small commission, which helps me and Breezy create this podcast. Head to the episode's show notes for the special direct link to shop at purehockey.com. Philly, the Philadelphia Flyers are entering a quote new era of orange. So they're in their orange era. Ooh. All you Swifties.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means, but
they already were.
They've hired Keith Jones to be the president of hockey operations. And when I saw this, I was absolutely devastated because Jonesy is one of like the best broadcasters we have calling the game and discussing it. And I'm super devastated that he has left the broadcast booth because we know how I feel about the lack of talent available to begin with. And I love him and Eddie O, and I'm just a little sad about that, but I mean, also happy for him to be taking on a new role, but he is going to be, like I said, president of hockey ops. And then they're getting a brand new first-time GM, Daniel Briere, maybe? I'm not sure. He was the interim GM. And he's now official GM. And then, of course, my boy, John Torts, is the coach still. Philly's got a lot of great stuff happening for them in the offseason. So
they do. So we'll see what happens next season for the good old Flyers.
The Philadelphia Flyers. That's it. We got hockey to watch. We got conference finals to watch. And soon enough, we'll have a Stanley Cup champion.
Matthew Tkachuk to watch.
We yes. want Florida.
Until next time.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.